Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. So, utilitarianism. All right, we have been looking at this ethical theory developed first by Jeremy Bentham, and then improved. Another option was provided by John Stuart Mill. Jeremy Bentham looked at utilitarianism, proposing that it's about pleasure, happiness, hedonism. All right. Whereas John Stuart Mill, two decades later, looked at modifying the idea of utilitarianism and looking at it from the standpoint of what would promote human flourishing, or this word, eudaimonia. Again, what is our working definition of utilitarianism? I will read it word for word to you. All right. Teaches an action is right. The action is right insofar as it produces the greatest amount of happiness or pleasure or human flourishing for the greatest number of people. So as we're going through class, we'll be looking at particular things. There's the motive, there's the act, and there's the outcome. For utilitarianism, it is looking at the outcome to judge whether or not the act is right. So the outcome produces the greatest amount of happiness, pleasure, flourishing. It is a right act, the act, utility. Now, what was developed was what's called a utilitarian calculation. What are we taking into consideration? Five things: pleasure and pain. No, just take five. Don't worry about it. There's pleasure. There's pain. So there's trade-offs. What am I willing, but then to a greater extent, what is the group willing to trade off in order to achieve pleasure and reduce the amount of pain? Next. In the calculation to determine what is the right act, what is the intensity of that pleasure? Now, different pleasures or happiness produce different intensities. Third, how long will this last? By implication, you're looking for an act that is going to produce a pleasure with an intensity that lasts for quite some time. And then looking at what fruit will it produce? What will be the benefits of it? What is going to be the benefits, not for the individual, but what are going to be the groups? What are they going to benefit from it? What's the fruit that they're going to be able to enjoy from it? And then finally determine what will be the best action to get us to this particular outcome. So implied in that is the consideration, you could have action one or action two. which act is going to get us to this favorable outcome? So the utilitarian calculation, pleasure and pain, intensity, duration, fruitfulness, best action. Now, we gotta look at some things here. Because again, as we're talking about utilitarianism, we're considering the society. A society is made up of individuals. Individuals create a society. A society does not create individuals. So within society A, made up of individuals, and individuals who have rights. Rights. So a question. Let's banty about this. Do you have fundamental rights? Yes or no?
Yes.
What are they?
Freedom of speech.
Hold on.
Are you asking us as just like this group of people or like overall?
Do human beings have fundamental rights?
The rights of life.
Okay.
Religion.
So life, speech, religion.
Liberty, like freedom.
Well, freedom to do what?
Oh, okay. I was just saying freedom in general.
Is like, I can say life also.
DeMarcus, what say you? What rights you got? What fundamental rights do human beings have?
To think what we want. To have an opinion.
All right, babe. Anything else?
To feel.
I think to reproduce.
To reproduce?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have the right to safety.
To safety?
Yes, sir. All
right.
Now I'm thinking, I don't think that we should have fundamental rights, but I don't think that we have fundamental rights because, like, freedom of speech and religion, that's here in America. And maybe with life, I mean to live, I guess, but, and think and feel, but safety would be, like, just here.
Yeah, 50-50 is not general. I don't think it's fast because...
So you're trying to tell me that I come into this world, I have no right to anything?
I think.
Where you come to the world? What place you come into the world?
They still have their right. Their right is just not being exercised. The fact that wherever they stay at is not exercising their right doesn't take away the fact that they have their rights.
Okay. So at some point in this class, we're going to get into a discussion about natural rights. Who's heard of that term?
Natural rights.
Natural rights. Occurring in nature. That's where that comes from. Alright? An old term is God-given.
Oh.
Alright? Naturally occurring. So that it doesn't matter where you are or what government situation or societal situation, that is just a fundamental human right. Right? Now, some of these up here, freedom of religion, a right to religion, a right to reproduce. Do I have the right to move?
What do you mean move? Like our body?
No, move from one point A to point B.
Yes.
right. Now, how many people in here drive? We got a driver's license. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right. So, we're in class. We're in our little society. DeMarcus and Shay don't have their driver's license, correct? All right. Okay. DeMarcus is crossing the street. Right? Travis comes through. All right. Zoom.
You better make the right decision.
Right?
Get out the way.
Travis is flying by. Zoom. You can feel that wind, DeMarcus does. Right? DeMarcus is like, whoa, that was dangerous. My right to safety, right? It's coming in conflict with Travis's right to movement. Now, at this point, there is no speed limit on that road. All right. There is no yellow lines or white lines. It's just a road. Right? And Travis is moving from point A to point B. DeMarcus is crossing the road.
I'm moving from point A to point B too.
Moving to point A to point B. But in that moment, DeMarcus, right to safety is coming in conflict with Travis's right to movement. Now, this is our society right here. So there's six of us in this room right now. We all get together in our huddle. DeMarcus raises his hand. He's like, hey, Travis, every time I try to move from point A to point B, you come flying from point A to point B. Right? DeMarcus makes an argument. What you're about to do. DeMarcus, make an argument for creating a speed limit on that road in order to protect your safety.
I think there should be a speed limit on this road of 50 because Travis was going over 100 miles and almost hit me. Is that all right with me?
Okay.
All
right. Travis, make an argument for why you have the freedom to move as fast as you want to on that road.
I have the freedom to move as fast as I want on that road. Because, like I said, my freedom of movement is coming in conflict with his freedom of safety. But I think my freedom of movement outweighs his, because he's not going to hurt that cop.
DeMarcus, make an argument for why your freedom of safety outweighs his freedom of movement.
Am I told they kill you?
Yeah. As Travis just stated, I would not hurt the car, but the car will hurt me when it's moving towards me going 100 miles per hour. So why don't you feel like that's a problem?
Well, what is a problem?
Driving 100 miles per hour.
A problem for who?
It's not a problem for
me. No, it's a problem.
Why is it a problem for you?
Because if he hits me, I'm going to die. No.
100 miles per hour.
I have another argument.
So you're making an argument that his freedom to move is threatening not only your safety, but also your existence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His freedom to safety is also threatening my freedom to safety, because even if I'm going at 50 miles an hour and he's just walking in the road, if I want to avoid hitting him, I'm going to have to swerve. So maybe they need to come up with a path that you don't have to walk.
We're in the society right now. That's what we're doing.
Oh, well, we need to come up with a path to where you don't have to walk on the road at all. So I don't have to slow down to avoid hitting you, and you don't have to worry about getting hit.
Okay, so Travis is offering an alternative. The creation of a path. Does anybody want to support DeMarcus's argument or Travis's argument?
Because I don't have a counsel.
Wait, what's it?
I said because I don't have a car. So
I support both.
I support.
I feel like both of their the things that they want could be implemented for the sake of to help both of them in the long run. You know how they have those stoplights that have like the hand that tells you when to walk?
Mm-hmm.
That would benefit him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stoplight, so it's gonna make him slow down.
But is the imposition of a stoplight or a flashy hand, does that not restrict his freedom of movement?
He can still move, he just needs to stop for a second.
So you're restricting his movement?
Yes.
Well,
I guess so. So I guess I'm on the market side.
Okay.
I say on my truck side, because
yeah.
I'm on the market side. Because in the rule book of the road,
there is none. Right.
We don't have.
Oh, we ain't got okay, no. So
not in this society.
Can I go get some Doritos?
I'm gonna say, ooh.
I want to walk out.
Cause it's both. Okay, I'm gonna say Trey. Because if DeMarcus and him coming 100 miles per hour,
Katavius, what are you wrestling with?
I'm trying to see, like, because
he knows what's right.
I don't know. It's like, I can't explain it.
We're going to get to what's the right action. Because, again, we know it's the right action because it produces what? The greatest amount of happiness or flourishing.
For everybody.
For the largest number.
Mm, the largest number.
Not necessarily everybody.
Okay, Travis, because if he coming 100 miles per hour and if you don't see that, now I feel like it's on you.
But what if I'm already crossing the street and he hit that corner, boom.
If he crossed the street, I mean,
if I'm already crossing before he hit that corner,
okay,
then he's gonna run me over.
But see, the thing is, if we create that path where you ain't gotta walk on the street, you ain't gotta worry about me hitting that car. But see, because if we take your idea and we put stop signs, stop lights on the road, I don't have to stop at that stop sign. So you cross the road if you want to.
But the thing is, this just a blank road. Ain't no path. It's just blank.
It's for both you.
So we don't. So eventually, we don't have to. You gonna have to create. If you care about, you have to create something where we both don't. We don't connect.
Well, somebody.
This just a blank. This just a blank canvas. It's just a road.
Somebody has.
You can drive, which means if we create a path, that means.
Dang, I lost what I was gonna say.
Okay, so let's for discussion's sake. Travis has offered a solution by the creation of a path, a walking path?
Yeah, walk.
For individuals in our society, such as DeMarcus, so that he can continue 100 miles down the road, right? And you can walk on a path. Alright, therefore maintaining your freedom of movement, however fast you want to move, right? And maintaining your safety and your freedom of movement, right? So here's the thing. There's six of us in our society. How many support creation of the walking path? Raise your hand. So two of you.
I feel I'll be divided though if I have to
Yeah. I said, who supports it? Raise your hand.
Oh, okay.
All right, so three. Do you support it?
No.
You don't support it?
No. So you're ignorant.
I just feel like you need to slow down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so DeMarcus, who would benefit from the creation of the walking pad, has exercised his right now of thinking, right, mm-hmm. to raise objection to the creation of the walking pad. Why?
Because what if I have to get to the other side? If we create a path, I'm still going to have to get across either way it goes. So if he don't slow down, how am I going to get across?
Any response?
You don't necessarily have to walk across the street.
But if it's a path, if I'm over here, if my destination is over here, where the path going to go?
Let me demonstrate. Let's just say this is the road right here. This is the table right here.
Yeah.
Right. They're right there, that table down there, they're not part of the road. You can either turn me, I can either turn this way or that way. So your path can be right along right here. And I got a turn right here, so you can wait on me to turn. And now you're on the other side of the street.
But if I have to wait on you to turn, that stops my movement too.
So, for discussion's sake, I look at the creation of this patch, right? And I say, you know what? We will create a walking bridge that connects, goes over the road. Okay. All right. So this creation of a walking path with a bridge over the road. So, with that addendum, who would be in favor within the society to create a walking path with the bridge? One, two. Are you in support?
Yeah.
Three? Contagion?
Can you say
yes? Four?
Are you counting?
Yes. Seven. All right, so I don't.
Oh. Wow.
So, one, two, three, four, five. So, the majority perceives that this will bring about the greatest amount of happiness. What will be the fruitfulness of this? Not a loss of life, no car accidents. Now, let's see if we maintain this. In order to build this walking path and this bridge, there's only six of us in this room, in this society. Who will build it?
Me.
Who will be willing to build it?
I guess the five people.
Not I. You agree with
me. Hold on.
I'm agreeing, tell me.
Three. Four. So in the building of it, so it was 5-1 in the creation. It was 4-2 in the building of it. So here's the question. Do you have a fundamental right to say no? I object to participating in something to which I do not agree with.
Why don't you agree?
Why would I not agree?
Yep.
Good question. Because my time is better spent reading and writing. That is giving me the greatest amount of pleasure and happiness. Why should my pleasure and happiness have to submit to your pleasure and happiness? Will somebody respond?
Because the duration of you walking on the dangerous road is just going to be longer if it's less people building the bridge you walk.
I don't walk that.
Oh, you don't walk?
You drive? So you drive fast?
No. Actually, in fact, those two things are irrelevant. My pleasure and happiness is derived by reading and writing.
So you don't walk, you don't drive.
No. We're talking about building the bridge.
Okay, but what is us building the bridge like? But you don't have to build it because you said you didn't. You didn't want to build it either. What does, how does us, it make the bridge, building the bridge, making us happy affect you if you're not building it?
It doesn't affect me at all. But I don't want to participate, period.
I'm sure you want to work on the bridge or rebuild it.
You sure I want to work
on the bridge or rebuild it?
Right. Now let me ask you another question. What if building it means all I got to do is pay for it? What if you ain't got to build it at all? We reach out to a society next door who's skilled in walking paths and bridges, and they say, oh, it's going to cost 1,000 Doritos.
We can pay for them.
1,000 Doritos?
Who's willing to pay the society, the other society, for the building of the bridge and the walking path? Three. Tavie? No?
Okay, question.
So, wait, hold on. It's 3-3. Contavious, go ahead.
So, don't this kind of lead back to yesterday, Tuesday when she was talking about her Doritos? So, like, okay, just say the people that pay for it, are they going to be the only one that will walk on it?
That's a good question.
Yeah. We can make that since we the one that paid for it. And y'all in the society, and y'all.
But I thought y'all said something about the mirage, y'all.
But yeah, it's
back to the first thing.
But it's for y'all, the people
it's
that.
It's 3-3.
But it's for It's for the people that walk. Mm-hmm. If the people that walk don't want to pay for it, they just walk on the street and ran out.
So the question becomes: is it? Do I have the fundamental right to say, I am not going to use neither my time, nor my property, or my resources to contribute to something that I don't see as bringing about pleasure or happiness for myself?
Yes.
I do. Human beings have that. So, objections. First objection to utilitarianism is what I've been enunciating. I should have the right, the preference, to object to something that goes against my personal integrity. I should be able to live consistently. Therefore, if I fundamentally disagree with the solution offered regarding the creation of a walking path and bridge in order to maintain the safety of one and the freedom of movement at 100 miles an hour of another, regardless of what the larger group says, I have the right not to participate at all. Again, this is an objection to utilitarianism. Listen to the objection. The person who objects to utilitarianism raises his or her hand and says, no, I have the fundamental right not to participate. You will not, I'll be a little controversial here, you will not enslave me to your happiness. Second, what is wrong with giving preference or priority to my own ethical or moral commitment? So, for instance, our tax dollars go towards funding the military? What if I am fundamentally, ethically, morally against any type of violence, war? Yes, ma'am.
Are you talking about now? Now are we talking about our society in general now?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes. Should I, this is an objection to utilitarianism, should I have the right to say none of my tax dollars, you will not come and knock on my door and say you must give percentage of your money that you earn every year to fund wars, the military, and everything that's associated with it? Another objection, saying larger idea of if it's against my moral commitment. So it was mentioned that if I pay for it, I should be able to participate in it, correct? Mm-hmm. That was mentioned. Then why is it that the majority of the individuals who pay taxes are also not able to qualify for public assistance? So the majority of the taxpayers are those who make more than enough money, right, to house themselves, feed themselves, so on and so forth, right? But the money that they pay into the system to get, so that there's a creation of a welfare state, government assistance, they cannot participate in that program. Only those who can participate in that program are those who don't pay into the system. If the argument was this true that some of y'all argue, that if you pay into it, you should be able to participate in it. Conversely, if you don't pay into it, then you
shouldn't
participate in it. Is that not going against my ethical and moral commitments? So, ladies and gentlemen, utilitarianism. In a society like we live in America, a large part of the decisions that are made are utilitarian based. Remember, one of the elements of utilitarianism that we talked about on Tuesday was its democratic nature, its progressive nature, its optimism, its empiricism. But more so on the democratic side, it has within it the majority prevails. And the majority prevails, the interest of the majority, their happiness, their pleasure, prevails over the rights of those who see otherwise, the rights of the individual. So as you are working on your case study, I'm kind of laying the groundwork for you, regarding COVID-19 and the policies, I want you to think about how utilitarianism was at play in you have to wear a mask to fly on an airplane. In order to enroll back into some universities and colleges, you have to have taken the vaccine. And you'll have to defend why. Right? And in that, especially regarding COVID-19, what place did bodily autonomy have? What place did the freedom of movement have? What place did the freedom to engage in a transaction with another individual at? Meaning, could I just go into a business and get my stuff, or did I have to wear a mask in order to go in and get that stuff? What did access to education, it's a drumbeat of HBCUs. We talk about access and opportunity, but in order for me to access and have that opportunity to be educated, I have to take something within my body. But it's for the greater good. So again, do we have fundamental rights? And when our individual rights come into, come up as a conflict with the pleasure and the happiness of the large majority, the utilitarian says, well, look at the outcome. Look how many people benefited from it. The act that we took was right. The decision made was right. Remember our formula: motive, act, outcome. For utilitarianism, it looked at the outcome, and then from there, it said the act was right or wrong. Yes.
So in the case that are we specifying it to America, and can we use other countries as an example?
You can use other countries as supporting evidence. Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, Katavius.
Also, do we...
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.